On the show today, we have Upgrade's very own Adelina Grosdanova and PenFed Credit Union's very own Jay Fee talking about how Upgrade helped PenFed produce billions of dollars in loans to its members over the last few years. Really, really good stuff here from both Adelina and Jay. So check it out. On today's program, we have some fine folks in the credit union industry joining us, and we're talking producing lots and lots of loans for credit union members out there from the folks at PenFed and with some help from the folks at Upgrade. So let's do some intros, shall we? Right next to me is Upgrade's co-founder, Adelina Grosdanova. Adelina, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for inviting us on the show. Very much looking forward to providing some insights into our partnership with PenFed.
Yeah, I'm excited as well. And right below us, we have PenFed's very own Jay Fee. Jay, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for the invite today.
You are welcome. Yeah, oh, it's great to have you guys here. And okay, now the title of this, and this really caught my eye, and this is a big reason why I'm doing this, is because how Upgrade helped PenFed produce billions of dollars, that's billions with a B, in loans to its members. So, I mean, that will catch anybody's attention. So Adelina, I'm going to let you go first here. So before we discuss your relationship with PenFed, briefly tell us about Upgrade and how you guys help credit unions.
Absolutely. So Upgrade is a fintech company that was designed to provide affordable and responsible credit for the mainstream US consumer. So if you look at who's our main customer, it's typically someone in their early 40s that makes over $100,000 of income and typically has used credit for 13, 14 years of their lives. Okay. So the reason why they come to Upgrade is because they're looking for a more transparent, better experience, as well as overall more responsible credit products.
Okay. Hence the name Upgrade.
Hence the name Upgrade, exactly. And in fact, what we're trying to do with our products is really help our customers learn about credit, make better credit decisions, and ultimately get them into more affordable credit products. So given that premise, partnering up with credit unions was a natural fit for us, and we sought after partnerships with them from the very early stages of the Upgrade development. We typically enter into an asset purchase program with credit unions where once a borrower fits into the credit criteria of a given credit union, then we memberize the borrower into the credit union's memberization process mm-hmm. and ultimately sell that loan to the credit union.
Oh, right on. Okay.
So credit unions like the asset purchase program because there are no minimum requirements, which fits very easily into any type of ALM strategy. But also they can customize the credit criteria. They can customize whether they like nationwide or geographic specific focus. And at the end of the day, they're acquiring new members as well as getting a high yielding asset for prime consumers. All that process of onboarding credit unions typically takes us only 30 to 40 days. So it's a very limited time commitment to get a scalable asset acquisition strategy.
Yeah, that's fast.
Yep.
Good stuff. Well, thank you for the background, Adelina. And Jay, we all know about PenFed, obviously. So you guys are a well-known credit union nationwide. But I want to ask you to start out with, what was going on at PenFed that prompted you guys to look for a solution like Upgrades? What was going on there?
So I showed up here in early 2019. I'm a bit of an outlier, having started my career at a place called Navy Federal Credit Union.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the 90s. I'm very much dating myself here.
Okay.
Actually did a little bit of the same thing at Navy as I'm doing here, where I run all of our personal, unsecured, solar, student, refi, and auto now. When I got to PenFed, I actually had the luxury of right before I started here, I actually worked at a fintech and was the co-founder of a company called Motor Refi. And so that company does automotive refinance. And so built it up, got it all the way to shortly before Series A, left there, and then came to PenFed. So I had the unique kind of background of having been at a credit union way back when, understanding how credit unions work, the real advantages of credit unions, and then also understanding fintechs, mm-hmm. And then going back to a credit union. it's a bit of a strange story, but it did allow a number of things, a number of advantages for me kind of coming in to PenFed. At the time, all those portfolios were only collectively originating about $2 billion in terms of originations a year. And basically, with an understanding of how we could build up the origination engines, and then integrating with great fintech partners like Upgrade, we actually this last month we just hit a run rate of $15 billion in originations.
Very nice.
So it's a nice growth story there. Mm-hmm. And you know, kind of coming here, you realize initially, okay, this is kind of a gold mine. You know, PenFed is obviously the second or third largest credit union, depending on whether you're talking federally chartered, state chartered. And it also puts us kind of near run rates, of course, of what even Navy's doing on the consumer banking side for those categories. Mm-hmm. And really, the whole focus initially was we needed to do organic growth, but we could also augment it with actually non-member growth through great partners like Upgrade. And so I think initially you said, hey, how did Upgrade actually produce more loans for our members? They are our members now, but they're our members because Upgrade brought them to us. They were not our members before Upgrade brought them to us. But we did this not just as a pure asset strategy. We did this also with a conscious effort to originate to sell. And so having been at Navy and then also being at Motor Refi, where all of our predominant credit unions that I signed up to be the funding back end to Motor Refi, those credit unions were kind of a bit of a, if you would call it, a gold in the dirt, if you will.
Okay.
So there was a gentleman named Nigel Morris who ran QED, runs QED, which is a private equity funding. And basically, he was the background for all of Motor Refi. And he brought me on initially and said, let's get a bank to back Motor Refi. And at the end of the day, after about several months, I came back to him and said, no, let's bring a credit union. And so I explained the whole credit union thing to Nigel, which was a bit odd at the time because here's the guy who was the co-founder of Capital One, and I'm explaining all of the advantages of credit unions on the back end to a fintech. And you know, of course, since then it's been I think a lot of fintechs have realized and grasped on the importance of credit unions. And one of the things that I knew that I could do coming to PenFed was not only originate loans for PenFed, but we could decide what to keep on the balance sheet, and then we could actually go out and originate to sell to all sorts of other credit unions. So when Adelina and I were first having our first discussions, she was extremely open to us actually doing that strategy. And it's been a very symbiotic relationship. I think in the first year and a half, we actually sold Upgrade loans to over 200 different credit unions.
Wow.
So since then, obviously, I think Upgrade has kind of taken the cue and gone to some of these other credit unions that were certainly return customers over and over with us and expanded their own relationships with them. But it's been kind of a good success story for both of us.
And
a great way to help a lot of credit unions out there.
Fantastic.
That initially probably wouldn't have even considered kind of an asset allocation from a fintech.
I want to go back to what you said earlier about how Upgrade brought you members. Maybe Adelina, you can chime in as well. How did you bring new members to PenFed? How did that work?
Yeah, absolutely. So first, kind of dating back our partnership, PenFed, as we all know, is one of the most forward-looking credit union partners. And Jay certainly has been very instrumental at making PenFed the first mover in a lot of these fintech partnerships. So when we first approached PenFed, we came up with the idea of effectively using Upgrade's acquisition channels to acquire loans, and to the extent any of our borrowers meet PenFed's membership requirement and PenFed's credit criteria, we can deliver the member and the loan to them at the end of the underwriting process.
Okay.
And so when we first started working together, it was about a 2-3 month process where we ironed out the membership requirements in the membership process to make sure that it's smooth and it continues to bring funnel optimization. We worked on a lot of infrastructure build around data that we need to supply to PenFed to memberize the borrowers and then also provide them with data on a daily and ongoing basis to the mm-hmm. treasury and operations functions. And once that was done, which only took a couple of months or so, we were able to scale up pretty quickly and be able to kind of provide high quality loans and predictability around loan volume and new memberships to PenFed on a monthly basis.
My jaw's on the floor because I'm like, gosh, I mean, obviously you're working with other credit unions too, right? Because because obviously, like, I mean, like Jay can attest to, all credit unions are always looking for new members and they're looking for any avenue to do that. And it sounds like this is another avenue to help credit unions gain members and loans at the same time. Is that kind of the kind of what we're talking about here? Because if so, that's a pretty cool recipe for success.
That's correct. And PenFed was extremely instrumental in that process. I think Jay shared with you that they started the participation program of our loan product back in 2019, which was super helpful because more and more credit unions got access to Upgrade's loans and Upgrade name became more and more popular with credit unions. Some mm-hmm. came directly afterwards, the ones that were looking for acquiring more members. Others continued to work with PenFed on the loan participation program. But certainly it's benefited now hundreds of credit unions.
Oh, I could imagine. And Jay, do you kind of have a before and after picture or maybe some results that you could share? Because you alluded to some in your first response about some of the loans that that you guys have had recently. So can you provide any more information on some results type stuff or even paint kind of a before and after picture of working with Upgrade and now not working with Upgrade and now working with Upgrade?
So, I mean, you know, I don't want to speak, you know, about one specific, you know, channel or piece here. In terms of specific dollar amounts, but yeah, in aggregate, I think it speaks volumes that, okay, you know, Upgrade has been with us almost longer than any other fintech partner, and they were the initial folks that I talked to when I got here,
mm-hmm.
And since then we have grown it from a $2 billion a year origination platform to a $15 billion.
Wow.
So. It's over 7x in basically 2.5 years. So, and we had a pandemic in there also.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah.
In that between. Whole
thing. So, God.
Some headwinds.
So what was it about Upgrade that really attracted you guys, you know, those few years ago? What was it that really made them stand out?
Well, when you do this dance with any partners, it's always, you never know exactly kind of what you're getting. It's the box of chocolates type thing. and so we started off really kind of going through, okay, well, how do you guys want to make it work? And you know, we didn't have experience with, you know, 34 other fintechs at the time. So it was really kind of a finding our way. Ironically, it has been one of our easiest partners to actually integrate. So, in terms of their technology, in terms of their flexibility, and I can't say enough good things just about the people. I mean, Adelina is probably one of the easiest people I deal with in the industry in terms of making the program work, keeping it properly priced, having the hard discussions about margins, shrinking margins, and rising interest rates and new product development and the pace of our development and how aligning our integration schedules with their integration schedules.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's been really, can't say enough good things about the partnership just in general and the ease of doing business and the flexibility.
Okay, Adelina, we can extract that part as the testimonial that will go on your
Absolutely.
Website later today. So well done, Jay. That's
I'm very
awesome.
Happy you're doing a recording.
Make sure you talk about Adelina.
We will. Hey, Jay, another question for you. Let's kind of get the benefit message here. I know it's kind of looking at it from a, you know, a 60,000 foot level here. So what benefits has your, obviously the numbers speak for themselves, but are there any other benefits that you can share with us since you guys have been working with Upgrade and how it's really helped out not only your credit union, but your members as well?
Well, I think with any financial institution, what I learned 25 years ago, just at Navy, is if you're a monoline origination channel, one product, marketing to one group, you are basically a one-trick pony, and you better have your resume ready.
Yeah.
So obviously, what we've tried to do here with Upgrade and just our whole strategy is to not be dependent upon just kind of one channel. I mean, this is just, we live in very interesting times these days with lots of, seems like catastrophes coming up on a regular basis, whether it's pandemics or murder hornets or whatever, wars in Ukraine. And so you have to be prepared for anything. And doing that, if you have a lot of channels and you have a lot of alternatives and a lot of levers to pull, then obviously that gives you the flexibility to have options and choices to manage your balance sheet, to manage your ratios, to manage how you interact with your members, and how you protect the overall credit union assets. Mm-hmm. So that's really kind of first and foremost. It's the options really kind of creating that strategy where you have lots of different products and lots of different channels. Yeah. That always leads to other things, such as when you want to do balance sheet growth, then you can do that. But also, if you have a partner like Upgrade, where you can also do originate to sell in certain cases, it also allows you then not just the balance sheet growth, it does allow you then to then participate out to other credit unions and help them. Help grow the overall credit union market. It also allows you to shift from a balance sheet strategy to a gain on sale strategy. It's you know, being with Upgrade really jumpstarted our originate to sell model. So
that's fantastic. This is such a fascinating story on so many levels. Oh my gosh, we could be here for 3 hours talking about this. I know we could for sure. But I know you guys have stuff to do here, so I have a kind of a final question here. What's next for you guys? Adeline, I'll let you go first on what's next for you guys in this partnership, because you guys obviously have some tremendous momentum going here, and that tremendous is a capital T. So really a lot of momentum here. So what's next? What do you guys have that you guys can share that's on the plate here for both your organizations?
Yeah, I can start from the Upgrade side. We're still at the very early stages of our growth development. We've already produced billions of unsecured personal loans and unsecured personal credit lines. In fact, the Upgrade card recently got named the fastest growing U.S. card by outstanding balances by the Nielsen Report, and the only fintech company in the top 50 card issuers in the U.S. So we still believe we have a lot more room to grow both products, and we're going to be looking to PenFed as we continue to expand that loan volume. But apart from that, we have big ambitions for other asset classes, either some adjacent verticals in the unsecured space or some secured products. And again, just given how productive and how beneficial our partnership with PenFed has been for hopefully both of us, we'll look to expand it to the new products and just continue to grow.
Good deal. Jay, I'll pose the same question for you. What's next for you guys, even working with Upgrade, you know, in this area? Because it's, again, you guys have some tremendous momentum going here.
Yeah, and absolutely. And to, you know, I don't want to be redundant to what Adelina said, but we're always looking at new products and, you know, always looking to try and, you know, there are some advantages to being, you know, first to market. I would say that, you know, Upgrade is always trying to challenge that, and that's something that we want to be part of with them. I'd say the biggest issue, though, actually, in terms of timeliness, it's not a happy issue, But it's certainly, I think, everything that everybody is focused on from a financial side is margins and interest rate and interest rate risk.
Yeah.
So originally, you know, personal loans was something traditionally that a lot of credit unions stayed away from because of fear of loss and fear and risk. As they've become more acquainted with personal loans, mm-hmm. and they've been more acquainted with the way that fintechs like Upgrade can originate those personal loans and also limit the risk through some of their actual underwriting input. I think what you're seeing now is great, awesome. Everybody's on board. Personal loans are not like this risky thing that's yeah. going to go under, you know, as soon as the credit cycle changes. Unfortunately, there are a lot of other folks actually out there who are originating loans, and they're driving the market margins down. So what's happening then, of course, is as those margins shrink, then it becomes a problem because then with interest rate risk, then you're sitting there, you don't want to be making, if you had a weighted average coupon of origination before that was at 14, now it's at 9.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's great that maybe the losses are a lot less than you predicted, but you know, where did that 500 basis points of margin go? Yeah. And then as you're dealing with an increasing cost of funds, yeah, it's good because personal loans have a weighted average life of, you know, certainly far below something like a long-term home improvement loan or an auto loan or yeah. a mortgage. And so our finance brethren certainly appreciate that. But it's still at the point where if interest rates go up 300 basis points and you only had 400 basis points to play with, all of a sudden the finance people will start saying, well, we prefer that auto loan. Where we're only making 100 basis points over that unsecured personal loan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the whole challenge really right now is okay. to make sure that we can maintain that increased margin that you have on personal loans over some of the other unsecured products so we don't have to start migrating back and forth.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, guys, this is fantastic stuff here. I knew this would be a great interview going in. Sometimes you got a feeling and then it comes true. So you guys really knocked it out of the park on this one. So thank you so much. Any final thoughts on this, Adelina? Any final words on this topic? Or
frankly, I just want to thank Jay and PenFed and the rest of our credit union partners for helping us deliver better customer experience and better credit products for the U.S. consumer. Thank you.
Yeah, fantastic story. Fantastic. Jay, anything else to add to wrap up here?
Thanks to Adelina for years of great partnership.
There you have it. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.